for a slightly different topic to talk about on this segment with 4CA Breakfast host Murray Jones. Normally we talk about politics and matters of those kind. We're going to talk, Murray, about marijuana.
Wow. Okay. Let's smoke it. What do we got?
And specifically, this news in the last 24 hours or so where Thailand, a little bit of a legal grey area, but effectively, at the moment anyway, you visit Thailand, they have legalised marijuana, legalised cannabis. So initially it was set up around medicinal purposes, but they haven't yet passed a law regulating recreational use. So there is this legal grey area where if you're visiting Thailand anytime soon, you will be able to purchase and smoke marijuana in Thailand. It's quite a change from the zero tolerance approach that they previously had taken to now. They're saying that Thailand is the new Amsterdam or Asia's Amsterdam. Wow. So I guess it focused my mind on what's happening in Australia. It's always a topic that sort of comes and goes. I mean, Muzz, should we legalize marijuana in Australia?
Look, you know, as a general principle, I've always been a firm believer that, you know, when it comes to drug abuse and drug addiction, it should actually be treated as a medical issue, not a criminal issue. So, you know, you're opening up a very interesting can of worms here. You know, when you look at certainly organised crime, you know, a lot of the big criminal syndicates right across the country, they're centred around the production and the supply of drugs. And, you know, you look at the outlaw motorcycle groups, all those type of things, it's about drugs. In so many ways, it basically means that, you know, it continues to peddle as a black market underground society, whereas if you bring it forward as a more of a medical issue, it's not going to have the stigma in the long term. But look, I know it's a difficult thing. A lot of people have a lot of challenges with it. But, I mean, you look at alcohol. I mean, it's not illegal, but and of course, for most people, they can actually moderate their use. They don't all become alcoholics. So this concept that if we legalize drugs, that everyone will become drug addicts just doesn't add up.
It doesn't happen. Exactly right. And for me, the other look, obviously, there are concerns around mental development. So if, you know, if kids start smoking weed, but I think they're going to smoke it, whether it's legal or not. But anyway, so there are some issues around there. You said the health, you know, the health management of it. But as well, Murray, for me, the thing is the amount of taxpayers' money we spend on policing and, you know, the court system around marijuana in particular. Now, if it were to be legalized, apart from, as you said, it addresses some of those criminal gang elements, it's also the police resources, the court resources, all of that infrastructure and money we spend around enforcing cannabis laws, you suddenly can re-divert that money to what I think really matters, and whether that's youth crime or domestic violence, whatever it is, you suddenly free up millions and tens of millions of dollars.
And look, it also comes back to, it's been shown time and time again, when you take a hardline approach with things, and we're just talking about generally, not just drugs, it doesn't work. So at the end of the day, you know, trying to take a hardline approach with respect to drugs is pushing it underground. It's pushing it. It's actually feeding those criminal organisations. So I think that we do need to change our way about thinking about these things. I know it's a hard one for a lot of people to change because, you know, even the Simpsons used to say drugs are bad. It's always been the terminology. But I think we need to go about things differently. You know, if they seize imports, at least the government can sell them and actually make some money out of them.
Right.
You know, they might seize $3 million worth of cocaine, but what do they do with it? They got to basically just get rid of it. So coming back to the resources and things like that, really to deal with it in a far better way and basically take away this false dichotomy you've got with respect to a market. If it wasn't illegal, there wouldn't be the money made on it. There wouldn't be the market for it anymore.
They can, governments can tax it as well. Businesses, they're saying, in Bangkok, for example, now springing up overnight, you know, legal businesses, you know, selling cannabis, whatever it is. So it creates some jobs and some industry. Governments can tax it. I don't know. I just feel like it's as long as you can manage some of that health, you know, particularly for teenagers and young people, that is a worry. But, I mean, they'll access it no matter what. So very interesting debate to have, that is for sure. Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA Breakfast Show. Thanks, Muzz.
See ya. Have a great weekend.